Welcome. Hello, Claire. Len. Nice to see you. Nice to see whoever's on their screen. And those who are not on their screen. Hi there, Richard and Michael and David and Zuzu and Ali. Is anybody new? Because sometimes I forget. I don't think so. Ali, you're new? Okay.
Hi, I'm new as well. Nice to meet you.
Who's talking?
It's Claire.
Claire. Okay. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi.
Well, everyone's welcome. Well. Be comfortable as you can be, and we'll explore a little bit guided meditation, and then there'll be some time to talk. And make sure you're muted. I'll do that. I'll mute you all. There we go. Yeah, and during the meditation, if the body needs to move, just give the body what it needs or change your posture. Or the idea is to is to the idea is not to suffer more. All right, so when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to close. And hopefully the words will come today. Maybe not. I feel like I'm Oh, sometimes words just don't want to come. Silence. Welcome into the silence. Making the silence our shrine, and hopefully feeling a silence that is alive and friendly. And open. A silence that is going to take back, absorb, receive whatever we offer. And I would suggest that now, together in the shrine, this shrine of silence, we can offer everything that appears. What an opportunity. And actually don't even offer, just feel that it's been done for you. You're just here. We're just here together. And every breath you take is gently surrendered for you. Every thought that arises. Every feeling, every sensation, it's gently plucked from you and placed on the altar. Usually we feed our thoughts. We make our thinking the altar, and we feed everything that we experience to our thinkingness so that it can do what it does. Analyze, evaluate, compare. It does good stuff too, but here it's like you can just let everything be plucked into the silence. No need to do or think. Like your body mind, our body minds are being unraveled into this very large bouquet and offered to this borderless, open silence. And actually, at some point, let go of that image, of this whole image that I've just spoken, just silence. Breath. That means that if there's difficulty with the body or with thinking, just silence and breath. Meaning, don't try to get rid or manipulate, if possible, but rather just allowing. Perhaps breathing touches the difficulty. The inhale, caress. The exhale, a caress. The silence, a caress. The in breath, a caress, And if invited here and there, opening the aperture of your attention. But it happens through relaxation, not through efforting. Feeling invited to relax your attention so that you're not really focusing on one experience. You're attending to the totality of experience. Like a very amazing mother who has a lot of children and is very good at effortlessly attending to all her children. In fact, they attend to her. In other words, they never lose sight of her. They know they are held in her embrace. So there's really nothing for the mother to do or for the children to do. And the children are the breath, the bodily sensations, the sound of Ellen's voice, the thoughts, the movement that might arise, whatever. There are many, many children. And the mother is invisible. And her embrace is borderless. And she, in fact, is the breather. She is the speaker, the feeler, the thinker. The mover. In other words, the children are not ever separated from this invisible embrace, even though they certainly do feel that at times. And perhaps when we feel separate from this invisible embrace, it's an important experience, not a mistake. Perhaps the mother is at work with us, teaching us something. Teaching us how to find her again. In other words, she never really lets us out of her sight. Maybe let your body move a little bit, very gently, without opening your eyes. Don't impose anything to your body. Just see how your body might like to move. Mine always likes to move as if it was in something liquid. So that my body can become more like a plant. The way a plant is in water, very fluid. Let your spine be moved by the currents of this liquid if it feels inviting. It doesn't need to be a mover, just movement, sensation, breath. And then without doing it, let your spine, your torso come back to a place of alignment and stillness. Almost feel that you're the stillness or the space in which the alignment of the body arises. You say, "Hello, body. I am your habitat and I am alive and open and you can relax. Feel your head can sort of find its place. Let it do it all by itself. Your head, your chin, back of your neck. How does it want to float on top of the stem of the spine? Don't visualize your body or remember your body. Just feel whatever happens organically. Feel your breath and how it moves. And then also feel your pelvis, the weight and sort of volume of your pelvis, and you don't have a visual or a memory, just a raw feeling of a pelvis, sort of like a base, a place where you can feel a sense of rootedness. Again, don't manufacture it, but rather listen for it. Feel your perineum, your sexual area. your hips, and the feeling of the ground, the earth, your thighs, temperature, texture. I'm not a body, I'm a tree. And the earth is not hard, it's soil, it makes way for the weight of my body, of my tree, for the roots of my tree. Breath. And whenever the body wants to taste movement, just completely allow it. So the spine never gets a chance to sort of crystallize in something rigid, which, we are habituated to hold a lot of tension and weight as the body, as me, the body. So placing the body in the liquid silence, and letting liquid silence lick the body clean of a me. Let the me go back to the stillness and space all around, so that the real me, the real me is the field, the presence. Yes, and then if the body was moving, let it come back again to stillness. Pelvis, spine, head, breath. Feel your arms, your shoulders. Make sure that you don't try to, I don't know, battle the unpleasantness that may be experienced with the body. Rather than battling the unpleasantness, buckets of silence and breath. Pour buckets of silence on the tension that you may be experiencing in your shoulders. Hello, shoulders. Thank you for working so hard. Maybe a tiny little shake with your shoulders. Just to say hello and to, I don't know, to shake them out a bit, and then let them drop. Make little movements with your head. Tiny little movements, blah, 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 with your mouth, blah, blah. See where that takes you. Maybe it takes you into a bigger shake of your torso. And then back to stillness. Hello, body, is really the essence of these meditations. Not the body of memory. Just the body of life, moment by moment, which includes the body of suffering. Don't be scared of tasting what we tend to avoid tasting. Let this body of yours be a bit freer than when it's outside the shrine. And one way to do that is to really feel that rather than you being encased in a little limited body, this body that you experience right this moment is free to flow in you being this presence. You being this sky-like presence. You can let the weight of the body drop because you don't need the weight at the moment. You're this openness, weightlessness. You're like the sky. The sky doesn't weigh anything. And your body is like a cloud, and a cloud doesn't weigh much, I don't think. See if you can empty your body of weight in all directions. Yes, try. Don't just pay lip service. Really feel. The body not resting on something hard and dense, but on a soft, fluffy cushion. The legs can hang down vertically into the warm fluffiness of the earth. Just, what will hold you back from following my invitation is fear of letting go, fear of losing the body, of separation. Don't be afraid. Here, there are some times where you can understand. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe there's legitimate. Well, fear is fear, and when fear is here, fear is here. But see if you can jump anyway into this weightlessness. After all, fear is also a bodily sensation, which may enjoy having more space to radiate, ripple. And again, movement. This time, feel the torso tracing a circle around the rim of a bowl. Make sure it's smooth. And as the movement unfolds, make sure your arms are resting, your hands maybe on your knees, the shoulders are completely relaxed. The breath is free. And maybe visualize a paintbrush extending from the center of the top of your head all the way to the ceiling, and the tip of the brush tracing a perfect circle on the ceiling. Smooth. In fact, actually make it a spiral. So start like very small with your paintbrush on the ceiling. And let the spiral grow. And see if you can really allow your hips and your shoulders, your jaw, your eyes, your forehead to stay uninvolved. Stay with a raw, smooth sensation. Nowhere to go, no reason to do this. texture and feeling of the body against the earth. It's not a battle. It's more like a, I don't know, love affair. And now reversing the spiral so that it goes from wide to diminishing, slow. I'm just going to mute this person. There we go. Keep going. Your attention is really on the ceiling with the paintbrush. The rest of the body is gliding sensation. Yes, and then let it all resolve into stillness. Don't do it, let it happen. Tip of the paintbrush aligned all the way down through the top of the head, down through the spine and through the root of your pelvis, deep into the earth. Hello, body. I like to say hello, body, because I think the body needs to hear that, that it's welcome, that it's allowed, that all the layers of tension. And wow, I mean, so much happens in this body to compensate. To help the separate entity cope. Or not just the person that we are out there when we forget and when we struggle. The body really does a lot to to fight its way through life. So when we're together here and we listen like this, it's like all the creatures that are a little bit under the rug or behind bars are allowed to surface. And if we don't say hello, usually the habit would be like, oh no, I don't, that doesn't feel good. I'm going to push that right back down where it came from. But when I say hello, it's like I'm opening my arms, saying, yes, I know. And I'm allowing the raw sensation to surface, to truly surface, to see that it's just an innocent sensation, in fact. A sensation that sometimes seems to be very loaded with me, the suffering one, when it's allowed. Even if it's intense. It begins to vibrate and sing as a sensation or as an energy. Looking to harmonize with the totality. That's what every experience is looking to do. Let's explore our shoulders a little bit more. Bring your forearms off your lap with your upper arms close to your torso, right and left. Feel the contact of your arms against your torso and the contact of your clothes against your skin. And, you know, that's so amazing. She said, to feel the tactility of touch, texture, temperature. And feel your hands, let your hands completely relax as if they were dropping down from your wrists with your the tips of your fingers, very alive, each tip of each finger, the thumb, the index, the middle finger, the ring finger, the little finger. Make sure you're dropping the shoulders through the elbows and your legs still hanging into the earth and your breath still free. And now very slowly, without doing it, feel your shoulders are like clouds, weightlessly moving up towards your shoulders. They're going up. They're going up. They're going up. They're going up. Nobody doing it. Up, up, smooth. Right. Stay right at the threshold before you bring in the mover. Let them hover there. Yes, and now slowly the shoulders melt back down very slowly. Don't do it. Taste it. Receive the sensation of the shoulders. They're going down, melting down, smooth down, 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 down. Not just the right shoulder moving up. Don't do it. Up, up, up. Left shoulder down. Hips are empty. Face is empty. Breath is free. Hello, body. I'm just ringing you out into the silence. And now it switches. Left shoulder up, right shoulder down, up. Up and down, slow. Don't do it. If you catch yourself doing it, feel that. Catch the mover in your net. Down with the right shoulder, more, 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 more. I know it can move more. Drop your fingers. Yes. And now slowly let the left shoulder melt back down. Becoming exquisitely tuned in to the sensations of the body for no reason. And let your arms, your hands settle back down into your lap. Let your spine round itself. Collapse your skeleton, your bones, your vertebrae. Make sure your breath is really free now so that it can massage your lower abdomen with the in-breath. Massage whatever it wants to massage with the out-breath. Welcoming the whole body, one global vibrating sensation. Yes, and now feel from the pubic bone a line of energy, like a little flame rising up slowly. A little flame that licks the space in front, and it grows, and it's the torso that is slowly elongating, very sensual, licking the space in front with the torso. No effort. Shoulders are dropping, front of the body, embracing the space in front. Top of the head caressing the ceiling, shoulders dropping. I know I'm repeating myself. And then the arms are just floating up into the space in front. No weight to the arms. They're lifted by cushion of air, cushions of air, long arms. Your eyes are closed. You don't know where your arms end. For all you know, they're grazing the walls in front. Resting your arms on the horizontal plane, long fingers. Place your sensing, your tactile attention with the fingertips and not with the shoulders. Yes, now sliding the arms onto the space, on the space, right and left. Slide open, big, wide open arms, right and left. Very alive, the fingers, not neurasthenic hands, alive the hands. And now turning the palms to face the ceiling. What's happening with the spine? Can you relax the spine, the chin? And now bringing your fingertips towards your shoulders. Slowly. And as your fingertips move towards your shoulders, your elbows are coming down alongside your torso. Feel it rather than see it. And now draw your forearms to face the center of the space. So you're just preparing to make an offering with your palms. They're still at your shoulders. You can take a peek if you don't know, but basically your fingers are very gently grazing your shoulders and your forearms, elbows are dropping. And now feel the palms of your hands, tactile, tingling. Place two lotus flowers, or rather let two lotus flowers arise right in the center of your palms. And feel your heart, and now slowly let your palms move out into the space, offering your lotus flowers to the shrine that we share. Don't do it. And then let your arms, your hands dissolve. The breath. Feel the possibility of not having a border, but for the body to be in intimate tactile contact with the space all around. You really don't know with your eyes closed and without referring to memory, you don't know where your body ends and the space begins. Enjoy that. It's so beautiful to feel that. Sort of quality of friendliness inside, feeling I live inside, and then, well, wait a minute, where does the inside end? And making the inside as wide, as vast as the room you're sitting in, or even wider. And there may be resistance, there may be a fear or a thinkingness, a resistance, a holding back, and really allowing that, feeling that, tasting that resistance. giving it some space. You might feel a sense of resistance in the head area because we're very conditioned to feel that we live in behind the face, and the face feels very bordered. Feel your mask, your face, your forehead, your eyes, your temples, whole front of your face, your nose, your mouth, your cheeks, your chin. Excuse me. Hello, face. You're allowed to come to life. You can whisper to your face. At the moment, I don't need you. I'm fine not having a face. So you can have a break. Feel your face coming to life. You really don't know where, how many eyes do you have? How many noses? How many mouths? Let your eyes, let your face look like more like a Picasso painting. And it morphs, let it come to life. Yeah, your lips, very sensual, your upper lip, your lower lip. Touching the space in front, very sensual. All the tension inside the lips bubbling up. Big lips. Big, like Donald Duck. Why not? Or Yasser Arafat. Your whole face, your ears, your scalp, your teeth, your tongue, your gum. It's all coming to life, like a sort of cacophony of sensation. And again, there also may be density and difficulty, and just shine a gentle light on that and see what it is, what it feels like. Sometimes there's an emotion that we know well. A me in the body, or a me as the body feeling. But here in these meditations, we approach these me, the body feelings, or the emotions with curiosity, as if we were approaching a wild animal or a wild plant, wanting to listen. To really experience, to postpone anything we know about it. Yes, and coming back to the global feeling of the body and to the breath. And don't do anything now, just be together with us all. In the communion of silence and breath, we share those two things for sure. And the sharing is the heart. So thank you, everyone. We'll take a break for until 1:30, whatever time you are, or until the hour. I don't know, I guess you're all on the half hour with me. We'll take about 8 minute break and come back. Thank you. Hi, Leslie.
Meow.
Oh my God, he's so sweet. What's his name? Oh, and look, there's a doggy right now in my screen. The doggy and the cat are next squares to each other.
This is Loki.
Oh yes,
He's
Loki.
the Nordic god of mischief, and he suits him.
So sweet. And what about doggy then, Rose? What's his name? Doggo. Oh
She's
my God, he's massive. What's her name?
Oh my goodness.
Sorry?
Malia.
Polia.
Malia.
Mulia.
Malia.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's wise.
I'm
And
sure she's wise.
thanking me. I just fed her, so she always gives me love afterwards. It's so
Oh,
sweet.
so sweet. All right then. Yeah, Eugene, you could show us your doggy too if you wanted. No?
He's
Okay.
sleeping.
Okay. feel free to, this is for the new people. We have about half an hour, and during this time, where you're free to share or ask a question or I don't know, say a poem or shout. Tell us something or not. We stay, or sometimes we just stay in silence for a long time and it's lovely. Okay, I'm going to show you something. Because my friend Helen made me a curtain. I put it on Facebook, but I want to show everybody because it's so beautiful and I'm so pleased with it. Wait, let's see if you can see it. Can you see it?
Hi there.
It's a little bit far away, but it's very, very pretty thing. It's a patchwork with lots of pieces of textiles, and I'm really happy with it. So that's my news for the day. It somehow speaks of India. Yeah, it does a bit. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now. Listen. Hi,
Sorry.
Dee.
Hi. Sorry for my English.
No problem. Can ask in
Merci.
French if you want, and I can translate, but
Very, how will I say? Just to be there with you and I love when you said like a mother for all the different things and voila, and to let the control don't do it, but and just go into this that was just precious. I love it. The first time that I will come back.
Good. Thank you for sharing that you loved it and that it spoke to you. Are you in France, Dee?
No, in the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
The Caribbean, and but sometime when you were speaking in English, that was sometime. I missed some words, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Probably very good to miss some words. Yeah.
It. Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
I don't know if it's true, Ellen, that
Who's talking?
oh, Len, sorry.
Oh, hi, Len. Oh, yes, there you are. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's true that that when I heard you say, well, I was going to say when one wakes up and hears, and now it's time for a break. That means I was drifting and drifting and drifting, and it was so warm and delicious, and I always feel that when the letting go happens, so that I'm sort of astonished that, oh, now we're ready for a break. That something really deep has seeped in through this, through the constancy of thinking and planning. And so thank you. It was a great session. I don't know how much of it I really caught.
That's great. You know, when I go see Eric Barre, who's one of the teachers in this sort of tradition where you explore more, I sleep so much during the sessions. And my only concern is that I am going to snore, you know, but it's so deeply relaxing. So deep. It's like the brain, like I feel like my brain is relaxing. So I'm sure, I think it's nice that you can.
That's a great description that the brain has relaxed, and whatever was spoken came in a different way. In a way that actually landed and had an impact in the way that it landed, different, m very differently than if I was, hearing every word and just. So, thank you.
I felt that
Hold on, I just want to ask Len, are you growing your hair? Turn around.
Yeah, it's been for
Oh,
ages and ages and ages.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't overnight. That
Oh,
took time.
sorry. Who was talking next? Was that you, Claire?
Claire, yeah.
Claire. It was Claire Arneson.
Yeah.
Hello.
So hi, dear. I just love that. You started with being, not having any words. And I feel like what Len just shared was connected to this. It was like you were really allowing silence to speak. And it's such, the friendly, warm, intimate silence that we all share. And I just love when the little gems, like the gem of the real me that really landed. And I have breathing issues, this physical body has breathing issues, and mostly I have problems with exhale. But today, when you described the exhale as caressing, it just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That was amazing. And every morning at the end of my meditation, I invite the mother in the form of Anandamayi Ma to come into every cell of my body. And it's a beautiful practice, and sometimes I have a felt sense of it, but today, when you invited the mother in the way you did, it was like, oh my God, this was real. And so much so because I wouldn't have thought this particular thing, but she came in through the crown. And I never think in that way. So it was like, wow. This was just so wonderful. I just feel so much gratitude for your willingness to be the voice for our shared silence. You know, you're saying words and inviting experience from a way deep level. Anyway, love you.
Love you. It's always a bit cringy for me when people ask.
I know. But I risked it anyway.
I know, but I try to, because it's not, you know, it's not like it's cringy because I feel inflated or, you know, if I do, it's no big deal. It's more that I'm always a bit like weary, like, are we spirit making it all spiritual and wow? But actually, today, as I listen to you, I can feel, yeah, like.
Feel the truth of it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing woo-woo. I'm doing real here. So the real me is coming out. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But you don't have to say bye-bye so quickly. Well, you can, but.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'll do it slowly.
Bye-bye. On the next hell.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yes.
Love you too, Claire. I guess I always am worried that if we are too much about the love and the mother, and are we doing the bypass, you know, because there isn't just love and mother, you know, for all of us and these days. But I'm aware that's not the case. Or I don't know, maybe I'm worried sometimes that those of us who may not have been feeling that or may have been touching something cold and might feel shy to bring that. And so I just want to say that is always welcome. And what you've shared is always welcome. It's all welcome. Maybe these sessions are also a way to fortify us, because then we have to leave the shrine and sometimes we have to face difficult things, and we can remember these moments and evoke them. Because when we're here, possibly just the meditation and the togetherness and the intention, it just really elicits warmth, and it does sort of keep the demons at bay in a way, you know. It does. It warms the demons, and they're just everything's a little bit okay. But out there, it's not always okay, especially when we're on our own. I guess I'm speaking for myself, but I'm sure I'm a human being, so I suppose it's the same for each one of you at times. And then to be able to sort of draw the memory, why not, of these gatherings and evoke them and it's real, you know, it is real. You're right, Claire, it is real. But I think when we're alone, it can be difficult to feel. Dina, where are you, Dina? You've raised your hand. Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hi. This is my first time here, and so I'm orienting. I want to say thank you. I want to share something that was really helpful for me, and also I have a question. I really appreciate your invitation to movement, and to invite movement into the body or through the body in such a gentle way. I've been noticing in the past few years that I have a hard time, trained in meditation, I have a hard time sitting still, or that I shouldn't say that my body wants to move often. And the way that you invited my body, at least, to move in and out of it, into the movement and into the stillness, was such a, it like brought an exhale. It was such a relief. And today I was experiencing a lot of body pain, and particularly my neck and my shoulder, and I wanted to move more than usual. So I really, yeah, I appreciate that and want to continue to return. And my question is kind of separate from that. You were, it was at the moment you were speaking about, we're inviting our awareness to extend beyond our physical body, or where we perceive our body ends and the outside begins, which I really like that. And it's really curious and exciting for me to explore that idea. But I generally, my problem is that my body, or my perception of my body and my senses and my awareness, extends too far. It's like it's as if it's too porous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you have, yeah, I guess I'm wondering your thoughts about that. I find it to be challenging in the work that I do, or just being out in the world and almost kind of like refining the boundary, or in a, yeah.
I understand. I mean, when we're together here with our eyes closed in sort of a guided meditation, in a way, in that moment, you can lose your boundaries there, because you're not going to be relating to another human being, or having to deal with colleagues or whatever your work is, if you're working with clients or. So it's a very safe, I want to say, way to experiment with borderlessness, because it's our experience. Our very deep experience is of an absence of borders. And we can experientially really explore that, and also feel what the habit of being a bordered body mind separate is made of. But as you say, out there, you know, We are not just sort of borderless, the ocean. We are each one of us a sort of wave with a shape, and it's very important to look after, I guess, look after ourselves in that way, in an organic way, so that our boundaries are not rigid and defended, but given, depending on the situation, they just. We just learn, and sometimes we have been so conditioned early in childhood. Our boundaries were—we didn't learn. It was not sort of modeled, or it was abused, or it was So we many of us, we just have sort of twisted habits around boundaries and difficulties. We've lost touch with the organicity of it and naturalness of it, where, you know, in a way we have intuition and instinct, and we know, we, in the best of cases, we know you get on the tube or the metro and you're next to somebody, and suddenly you feel a sense of having to be careful, and you can trust, you know, and there's probably a reason for that, and other moments, hopefully the other side of the spectrum. But it sounds like in your case, and you're not the only one, it's something that you have to work with, because you're very open, and maybe you take on people's, you feel people's stuff. And so I think they're very different things. Maybe you could look at them differently. Like here in the context of the meditation, it's a tactile exploration with the heart, and we're exploring our true nature. So it's safe, perhaps, to really let yourself explore in that way. But it may not feel safe. So then you have to just welcome that feeling that it may not be safe, and just feel what that's made of without analyzing it or getting too interested in the story. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my balance. So that's not really, well, you're welcome to explore it, but perhaps you can stay more with the raw sense of fear of losing a boundary, just to see what that is, just what does that feel like, just to welcome that. But yeah, I guess I don't know if I'm answering your question or exploring it with you a bit.
You are. Thank you. That's helpful. Like, this is knowing which space is appropriate to allow that versus to, maybe.
Yes. And like, let's say we were gathered in a real space together and we'd done the meditation, and then we opened our eyes and we were talking, and you would be probably, it's a very interesting exploration for you of the space in meditation where really we're exploring at the deepest level of experience. We're exploring our reality, our essential nature, which is free of borders. So, but when we come out of meditation, you know, we come out each one as the person we are with our, and just to explore those transitions. And but in your case, maybe there's also an exploration to do with losing boundaries. And, you know, I'm sure you have explored that, you know, what that is. Maybe there's an origin in your history and how it plays out now. And just to explore it, also the feelings that come with that. I don't know. It's a very rich area.
Yeah. Thank you.
What kind of work do you do?
Somatic psychotherapy. Yeah.
So you've chosen a job where you're
I know. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
But also, you know, I just want to say something, and it may or may not resonate, but because I'm a therapist too, and I work with the body, and when I'm sure you're experienced, I don't know, actually, you may be a brand new therapist, but I remember when I was starting out, I was really worried that I was taking on people's, and over, and I think that might be a belief. It might just be a sort of fear. Am I going to be poisoned by people's feelings? Or am I going to, it might be that actually, I don't know, something will relax over time. I don't know. How long have you been doing this?
For about 6 or 7 years, but mostly in community mental health settings. And so that's a very different setting, no, environment. Different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So transitioning into private practice is different, and I'm refining it.
Yeah.
But I think just the last thing to name, as you were speaking, I realized, I think there is a part of me that feels a little guilty when I do create a boundary, because I know that my essential nature or our essential nature is boundless and boundaryless.
But,
and
but
so
don't
there's
worry, because you're creating
yeah.
a boundary within the bound borderlessness. It's natural to have boundaries,
right?
But you're not, you know, what you are remains bound borderless. We have no, you know, a wave can't create a boundary around the ocean. A wave, but you know, a wave just knows her boundaries.
That's a helpful image. Yes.
Yeah. So
thank
you,
you. Don't
worry about the ultimate boundary borderlessness of your true nature. It will remain borderless. I would suggest in your work, you don't have to worry about any of that. I also want to just say one more thing, because I'm discovering that in my work with therapy, that you, in a way, you have to lose your boundaries sometimes with your clients. It's not that you have to lose your boundaries so you can act out or anything like that, but the losing of boundaries in the therapy work between two individuals might be part of the work, because it's like there has to be a very uncomfortable place where the trauma of the client is reenacted on some level in the therapy, not in a sort of full-fledged way, but psychically, like, you might feel you're losing your boundaries, and possibly it's not a bad thing, but you have to take time and look at it and, you know, talk to your supervisor and explore what that is for your clients. So, because we do lend our bodies to the healing work and are unconscious too, so it's very rich. Anyway, I'm saying maybe way too much, but it's not like it's, but it's very interesting.
Yes, thank you. That's helpful. Yes,
thank you so very much, and nice to have you with us.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Well, I think we're out of time. After. How's your knee, Leslie?
Slow but sure, coming along. So yeah, just a lot of exercises to do and physical therapy and that can.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a long, slow process, but it's I'm right on target.
Good girl. And you've got a very fine creature to support you.
Yes, he definitely likes to get cozy.
Okay, and he's like sort of staring right at us.
Yeah, he's a funny cat. He does make a lot of eye contact.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for being here. Feel free to unmute yourself. Thank you, Leslie. And the next meeting,
bye-bye.
Next week, actually. So, did somebody say bye-bye? Bye-bye, Susan. Yeah, the next meeting is next Tuesday, and then another one 2 weeks after that. And for those who are on this side of the pond, tomorrow morning, silent meditation with breathing exercise. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.